Voters approved recreational use of marijuana by those 21 and older in 2014, but it has taken time for businesses in some rural communities like Haines to come online. Glacier Bay Farms is set to be among the first legal marijuana businesses there. The commercial recreational marijuana grow operation has brought together an unlikely team of entrepreneurs, a 78-year-old grandmother, and a handful of millennials who are hoping to have their first harvest by the end of the year. Dacia Eaton with KHNS and Haines has more.
For more than 50 years, Carol Waldo's family has operated a business in Haines.
We've done anything to make a living that was legal, I guess you could say.
Logging, trucking, construction, concrete, equipment rental, and snow plowing, among other things.
If you live in Alaska, especially in a community like this where we're kind of isolated, you have to be able to do a lot of different things in order to survive.
And now she's becoming a pioneer in a new kind of business, the newly legal commercial recreational marijuana industry. It's under construction now, and if all goes as planned, Glacier Bay Farms will be up and running by the end of the year. It's one of several marijuana cultivation and retail businesses in Haines going through the lengthy state licensing process. With silver hair cropped just above her shoulders and sparkling blue eyes, the 5'1" grandmother says she never imagined she'd be growing and selling marijuana.
I've never smoked marijuana, and I've never eaten marijuana. I mean, it's not anything that I've tried yet. That doesn't mean I won't try it at some point. I might. I'm 78 years old. I guess I can kind of do what I want.
Waldo explains she does use oil derived from cannabis, CBD oil, orally for her type 2 diabetes and topically to treat arthritis. CBD is not psychoactive. She talks business around her kitchen table over a batch of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
I just baked them a couple hours ago.
I will have one before I go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Waldo arrived in Alaska from the Midwest via the Alcan Highway as a young child in 1948. Waldo still manages the family business, Waldo Enterprises, which was established in 1964. She says she believes legal marijuana businesses can bring economic development to the town, which mostly relies on fishing and tourism.
Haines needs some economy. They need some tax money. They need jobs. And one of the things that is important to me is to see young people move here with their families, send their kids to school, buy their groceries at the stores here in town.
She already employs about 5 young people who live here and hopes to employ many more as her business develops. One of them is 28-year-old Gordon Julian.
We have 2 buildings. They're going to be identical. Each building is going to have 48 lights.
Julian stands in a clearing next to the Waldo family salvage yard at the foot of Mount Rapinski, where 2 long rectangular windowless buildings are under construction. Julian, who says he worked in the legal medical marijuana industry in Michigan, is putting the grow operation together. He steps inside one building and describes what it will be like when the electricity's hooked up.
At any given time, we could have, between the 2 buildings, close to 800 plants going at one time.
Betsy Shiner, also 28 and from Michigan, is part of the team too. She actually trained to be a preschool teacher.
I trained at Michigan State University, but the teaching in our country does not pay very well right now. So I have a lot of student loans, hoping to get some money to pay back those.
She says she's excited to be involved in a growing industry that pays well.
This is like an industry where there's promise for a future.
Waldo says she's very interested in eventually expanding her business to focus on medical marijuana products. She also has an interest in developing marijuana tourism and possibly a dispensary in Haines. In a small town, Waldo says there are always skeptics, critics, and detractors. But she wants people here to know that she's going into the pot business because she cares about the future of Haines.
We're not fly by night. We aren't here to make money and leave. We're here to make a living, hire people, and better our community.
Bettering the community and creating a business that she plans to pass on to her son and grandchildren here. But for now, the septuagenarian hopes that she and her team of millennials will be wholesaling bud to dispensaries in Juneau by the end of 2018. In Haines, I'm Dacia Eaton.